BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including Real or No Real with Greg James, Hugh Stevens, who calls us up, and I offer him some brand new music for a change. Normally, it would be the other way around. Occasional show contributor Fernando pops up with another issue. That doesn't really go well. And Chris wants to be the next George the Poet. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right, Chris, nice to see you sober.
All right, Scott, nice to see you sober.
You all right?
Yes, good. I had a really good weekend. I've got to admit, I did up Periscope a couple of times.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I feel like I need to come in now and apologise.
Okay, so let's get this out there quickly then. If you don't know what Periscope is, basically it uses the camera on your phone, the video, and just goes directly to the internet.
It sort of turns it into a webcam, and then when you log on, it will send a notification to loads of people if they follow you on this app. And I up Periscoped, I think it was 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh, well done, everyone. So round of applause for Chris.
So I can only apologise. And then when I lost signal, I up Periscoped again.
Sure you did.
So I think one was called Nuggets 1 and the other one was called Nuggets 2.
Is your Periscope just you having nuggets, mostly?
It seems to be. And I, do you know what? I told myself, right, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, but then it was 2 a.m.
But 2 a.m. and you're eating nuggets.
Where were you?
The only thing you can do. Well, I'd been DJing at UCS that night, so
never
I was just
after
coming,
a DJ
I was coming
set.
Back from there.
Remember we spoke to Sigma at Big Weekend? I was like, don't do it at night. Mm. But then their whole lives are at night because they're DJs. Mm. Their Periscope was rubbish that weekend. It was just like, you couldn't see anything. It was in the dark.
So that's
Did you get any followers or like people watching it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So before anyone messages you saying what I may have said, what I thought I would do is I'd come out straight away, start the show and just apologise straight up for the Periscope at 2 a.m.
Can you remember what you said?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Charles Hamilton and Rita Ora and New York Raining on BBC Radio 1. I always forget to brass it into the last minute. But one of the end bit of brass sounds exactly like my Batman brass.
What do you mean?
There's a bit where it just goes...
It is amazing that still entertains you so much. It's the smile on your face when you brass something up is wonderful to see.
I think the audience are with me on this, Chris.
Mate, I'm with you.
And also, try and do it to Greg James. I've never seen someone laugh so much as when I did it on the Ollie Murs live set last week when we were playing from Big Weekend. Literally, he's crying in the studio next door.
He said,
I've been doing this for about 8 years.
But that's what he said. He said, I've been listening for years and this is the greatest 5 minutes of my life.
I don't know why. Hey, we've got some innuendo bingo news for you. Slaves played last week and they were brilliant. Over to Come Dine With Me now. And this lucky lady has just met John. And they're getting on like a house on fire. She's a brilliant judge of character, you see, although I've never actually heard this phrase before myself.
I think John's more of a squirt all over your plate kind of man.
Good news, everyone. You can now watch Innuendo Bingo on BBC iPlayer. It's like its own thing. It's like a programme on the telly. It's really good. Maybe I watched it the weekend.
On Big Telly.
On Big Telly. You can do it. And I got loads of tweets from people over the weekend going, just watch Innuendo Bingo. Yeah, you can watch it now on iPlayer. Just search for it. It's on the Radio 1 channel. The Slaves one is up there now. That was good. Tomorrow, other end of the spectrum, Nathan Sykes is playing. Now, will he want to get his hair wet?
What do you mean, other end of the spectrum?
Well, you've got Slaves here, and then right over here, you've got Nathan Sykes.
Musically?
Yes.
Right, got you.
I think Nathan might be groomed to within an inch of his life. So let's make sure that hair gets very wet tomorrow. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you got a surprise for me today, Chris?
I have, yeah. I've got a special guest for you today.
All right. Who is it?
Well, he's not been on for a while, but I thought I'd bring my friend Fernando in.
Oh, where's he been?
He's just been happy going about his life.
Nothing to complain about, no?
No, well, that's true. He does normally come in when he's got something that he wants to get off his chest.
Okay. And that's the case today, is it?
Yeah, well, everything's fine. Girlfriend hasn't been away anywhere, so there's been no real cause for concern.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, last time he was on, she was off travelling, and I think it annoyed him a little bit.
Well, I just think he felt a bit out of the loop.
And previous times to that, there's been things involving his girlfriend's friends.
Yeah.
And just various other things that Fernando wanted to get off his chest.
Okay, well, is he here now?
He's here today. He'd love to say hello.
Okay, well, come and...
Is that okay?
Bring him in, of course. He's always welcome.
Fernando! Come in, Fernando!
Hello, Fernando!
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. What were we talking about today, then?
So, anyway, I was at my girlfriend's at the weekend. I was having a discussion with her sister, and there's something that I'd like to discuss with you about something she said.
Okay.
So, I was having a drink with my girlfriend's sister, and she's very excited at the moment because she's getting married soon.
Oh, say congratulations from me.
I will do. I mean, like, really soon. She's getting married in July, I think it is.
Right.
So there's a lot of excitement about the place. Plans are being made. Flowers are being ordered.
But you wouldn't be here unless there was something you wanted to tell me.
So, she asked Chris here if he'd like to DJ a few songs at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, Chris, what did you say?
That's fine by me, Scott, because obviously I'd love to help out the family, girlfriend's family, as much as I can.
Mm.
And you know what it's like. Like, obviously working here, you always get asked to DJ weddings, don't you?
A lot, yeah. And Fernando, were you also there when Chris was having this conversation?
Yes, I was. I was visiting Chris. Hang on a minute. Why was Fernando there? Anyway, I was there with Chris.
Right, okay. I feel like I'm confusing you. Fernando.
Yes.
Would you like to, like, maybe have a little time to think about how to construct this next bit?
Do you want to... What do you mean? Do you want to play a song and come back to me when I've worked out my story?
I would. Maybe if I play a song and you go and have a little think, maybe even write it down so you get it correct. Yeah?
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Fernando's with us, Chris's friend. All right.
Hello, Scott.
You have given me a few minutes there just to work out what you're going to say. So do you think you're ready to explain it now?
Yes. It was all fine anyway. So, just to clarify... I was visiting Chris over the weekend, my friend here.
Yes.
Chris went out to the shops at one point, and I was left talking to his girlfriend's sister.
Okay.
She's getting married.
Okay.
So, anyway, we were talking about wedding entertainment. Now, Chris is going to be doing a bit of DJing there. That's lovely and all. Yeah. But she wants to get a big celebrity guest at her wedding. So I was talking to her about who she would like, and she said... that she would like to book Ed Sheeran for her wedding.
Right. Okay, I don't think it's that possible.
No, I don't think it's that possible either. And at first I thought she was joking. But no, she sat there, really serious, saying, yep, I've got a plan, I've been discussing it with the other bridesmaids, we've got a plan to get Ed Sheeran to turn up at the wedding. Right? And now she thinks that this is actually going to work. She's banked everything on the fact that Ed Sheeran's going to turn up and do half an hour of songs, right?
Yes.
And do you know what the big plan is to get Ed Sheeran to the wedding?
Go on.
She's going to tweet him. Right?
Yeah. And she thinks that's going to work?
She thinks that's going to work. But here's the thing, right? I sat there nodding along going, sure, this is a great idea. I went along with it. I even said it was a good idea. But what I actually wanted to say was, are you stupid?
Now, don't get me wrong, Ed Sheeran is a lovely man, but he's also a global phenomenon and therefore really busy.
He's literally not going to turn up.
No, I mean, he's a lovely guy, but I reckon that every day of his life he'll get tweets from people going, hi, can you say happy birthday to my friend? Can we meet you backstage at the gig? Can you play my sister's wedding? But he just hasn't got time, even though he would like to.
I've gone along with it now as well, and I've been saying, yeah, this is a great idea, brilliant.
And Chris, what do you think?
obviously, my girlfriend's sister is a lovely person, right? And I obviously wouldn't want to upset her at all.
No.
Especially as I'm invited to the wedding, and I'd hate to not be invited to the wedding.
Does she think that because you work at Radio 1, you might be able to sort it out? Or is she just going to tweet?
I don't know. I don't know if that's what she was hinting at, but...
Hang on, but didn't you go to the shops during this conversation?
I popped out to the shops when this conversation was happening. I had nothing to do with this conversation.
Okay. So, how do you know about it? Because
Fernando told me.
It really is worth writing it down sometimes, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I was told that if Fernando came on and talked about this, there wouldn't be any problems. That's the truth of it.
Okay. It's quite hard.
Because now I'm aware that I've just insulted my girlfriend's sister by suggesting she may be stupid.
I mean, this one's not gone terribly well.
No.
Anyway,
so what do you want to do? Say goodbye to Fernando and we'll just discuss this.
Okay. Bye, Fernando.
Goodbye.
Get out.
Oh,
walk out. That's it.
Bye, Fernando.
I think it's a lot less confusing if we just don't involve Fernando.
Okay. Well, okay. I thought if we had Fernando here, things could be anonymous.
Yeah, sure. But anyway.
I wouldn't get in trouble again.
Yeah, it's out there now, though. So they think that if they tweet Ed Sheeran going, hi, can you come to this wedding and play some songs, that he will do that.
Yeah. And I don't know if I should tell her the truth. I don't know if I should say, look, he gets thousands of messages every day. It's not going to happen. And I worry she's banking on Ed Sheeran turning up, and I don't want her to be disappointed.
Yeah. But she was like, oh, it'd be all right. I'll just tweet him and he'll do it.
Yeah.
He's really busy.
He's really, really busy.
I think this is all Gary Barlow's fault.
What do you mean?
Do you remember when he did that show with James Corden and he decided to do something nice for one of his fans and played at a wedding?
Oh, so now everyone thinks that they can get a massive megastar to their wedding.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Ed Sheeran probably hasn't had a day off for like 5 years. He's all over the world all the time. I think you need to, like, maybe manage expectations a bit.
How so?
Well, maybe just, like, don't go for Ed Sheeran.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, in the scheme of things, he is, like, the highest, probably. Try Ben Hay now.
So tweet Ben Hay now, I should say.
Because
still will be a great performance.
Yeah.
And no doubt he'll do an Ed Sheeran cover.
Yeah.
Because that's what all pop stars do of that level.
Or one of them ones that was on Britain's Got Talent that didn't win at the weekend.
That didn't win.
Callum someone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
He's
all
right, isn't he? He could easily do an Ed Sheeran for you.
Yeah.
There's always a Matt Cardle.
Actually, why don't we turn this situation to a positive? If there is a megastar pop star listening right now who would be
I wouldn't go for... This is a problem, see. I wouldn't go for megastar.
No.
I'd go a bit lower.
Okay.
Well, so if there is a medium-ranged famous
medium-range
who wants to play at Chris's sister's wedding...
Girlfriends. No, Chris's sister's girlfriend. Chris's sister's,
Right,
Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding.
No wonder Fernando was confused. If there is a medium-range pop star that would like to play at Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding, then get in touch. Looking back, I don't think we really needed Fernando there.
No, probably
it made
not.
It worse.
I think it's going to, weirdly, it's going to get me in more trouble than probably was needed at
possibly,
the start.
Possibly, yes. The Scott Mills Daily. Marie in Swansea's been on. Her brother tweeted Beyonce to ask if she would sing at his and his wife's wedding. No reply, surprisingly.
I'm on Ed Sheeran's Twitter at the moment. He gets so many messages. When you see how many at Ed Sheeran messages there are, it's ridiculous.
Asking for?
All sorts. Loads of people wanting follows. I'm guaranteed it updates so much because he gets so many messages. I bet you it wouldn't be long until I went through one and found a wedding invite.
I've got you one.
What do you mean? Hello?
I've got to take that.
What do you mean you've got to take that?
For the wedding. They've just tweeted.
Now, it feels to me there's going to be a but.
No. Take that. The UK's leading tribute to Take That.
Oh, no, it's good, but it's not.
No, but it looks like when you first go on the Twitter, it says Take That.
Also, you did say what we're looking for is a medium range pop
star. Yeah,
no,
not medium range.
The problem I think we're going to have is if there is a medium range pop star or a pop star that thinks there might be medium range, because they must suspect it, they're very unlikely to go on Twitter and say, hi, I'm a medium range pop star and I'm willing to. We're asking for a favour.
Yeah.
But first, they've got to insult themselves.
Yeah. That is true. I've not really thought of that. Hello, get in touch. I'm a medium range. I'm the one you're after. Also, Did your girlfriend's
sister?
Sister, does she not think that maybe like Ed Sheeran would want a lot of money for it?
No.
Was money never talked about?
Do you know what she did offer though? She said, look, I would be willing to pay for his cab to and from the airport.
Oh, that's all right then.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We talked about this earlier. Chris's friend Fernando came in. That didn't really work out.
Oh, that was rubbish.
So then we just admitted that it was Chris. And Chris's girlfriend's sister thinks that she could fairly easily get Ed Sheeran to play at her wedding in July just by tweeting him. That was her plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous.
But you just went along with it going, yeah, great idea, yeah, just tweet him, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the man gets thousands of messages every minute. It's insane to think that you'd get Ed Sheeran just by doing that.
But she thought that she had it in the bag. She's like, I'll just tweet him. Mm. And, you know, I've talked to the other bridesmaids. I reckon we'll get him.
Yeah.
And she even was willing to pay for his cab from the airport.
I think that was the thing. I think it was just the idea that this was the plan. This was the fail-safe. This will work 100%. This is going to be fine.
Oh, my word. Rosie's just been on text. Does he have to be able to sing? Because I've found the most incredible Ed Sheeran lookalike.
Well, you're throwing lookalikes my way, which is all well and good, but...
Okay, check this picture out. He's obviously actually met Ed Sheeran because he looks that much like him.
Oh, that is incredible.
He looks the same.
He is the same.
He's like young, a little bit younger Ed Sheeran. Who is that guy?
I've thought this before with this kind of tribute act where they look the same as well.
But he doesn't even sing, he just looks like him.
But I mean, is there that would be a great Jeremy Kyle special, wouldn't it? Because they could well be related. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and the headline would be, am I related to Ed?
I'd love a tribute artist on Jeremy Kyle questioning whether they're related to the person that they're the tribute for.
Oh, talking about your Sunday morning at 3 a.m, I was watching the American Jeremy Kyle.
Were you?
It's so much better. Get into it. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hi, not much. I think I might be able to help you with this Ed Sheeran problem.
Yes?
I have a bit of a tenuous link to Ed Sheeran, but it might work, I don't know.
Okay, tell me.
My mum has a good friend who is sisters... is sister to the producer of Ed Sheeran.
Oh, excellent. Cheers, Tom.
Oh, we're sorted, aren't we?
So what should I do? Should I just tweet him then? Yeah.
Yeah, I go through him. I don't know his name, but I have the sister, so...
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if you can do me a favour then, if you can speak to your mum and ask her to speak to her sister and ask the sister to ask her cousin, was it?
No, brother. Like, and even then, closer, brother.
Yeah, and then ask him to ask the producer for me. I'd appreciate it.
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, this doesn't seem very complicated at all.
No.
And I've got to be honest, Tom, I'm not going to lie, this is the best offer we've got right now.
It is.
Okay.
Thanks so much for your help. We'll be in touch.
Okay, cool.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so I've got someone whose old flatmate at university was friends with Ed Sheeran's second cousin.
That every link helps. This
it
is a
does.
Good one. Jess in Norwich. My friend's ex-boyfriend, who she's blocked on Facebook, went to the same music college as Ed Sheeran 8 years ago.
Ideal.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, if Ed Sheeran is the name of your cat, that's not good enough. Mind you, look at Britain's Got Talent. The dog won it again.
Yeah.
What about a cat that's Ed Sheeran?
I think the point was she thought she could get Ed Sheeran.
Okay, it's getting a bit ridiculous.
What we're talking about is now something massively away from that.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Let's just leave it for now then, I think. I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
And no medium-range pop stars have really sprung up and admitted to being medium-range and available.
Where's Hay now when you need him?
I don't know.
Tomorrow we've got Nathan...
No.
Nathan Sykes on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. You can always ask...
Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello?
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Who is it?
It's Hugh. It's Hugh from the nighttime show.
Hugh Stevens.
That's me. How are you both?
Nice to see you sober.
Oh, nice to see you both sober. can I just give a little shout-out to my producer, Kate, who got married on Saturday, Scott?
Yes, Kate.
You're ringing for a shout-out.
Yeah, is that right?
Absolutely fine. Grimmy texts me asking for a shout-out all the time.
Yeah, I can't wait till 10 p.m, so I thought I'd get it in early before she goes on her honeymoon.
Oh, okay. So that's... I know Kate, obviously, yeah?
Yeah, big wedding on Saturday. It was lovely. A lot of dancing. I only dance at weddings, but yeah, I just wanted to wish her and her lovely husband, Ambroise, the best on their honeymoon. It's nice, isn't it?
That's really cute. Was that the only reason you called, Hugh, for a shout-out?
Well, no, also, you know you used to play Gabrielle Aplin on your show all the time?
A lot, yeah. I love her.
Like, every time I turn into the Scott Mills show, you'd be playing Gabrielle Aplin.
Well, she was either being played or she was a guest. Like, she was always on.
We love Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Well, she's back, and I thought you'd like to hear the new single, Scott. I played it on my show a couple of weeks ago because, you know, she came through BBC introducing and everything, and I think this is different to what she's done before. In fact, it's so different, you wouldn't really believe it's Gabrielle Aplin.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't gone, you know, Europop or Eurotrans or anything.
Damn it.
But it's really good. I think you'd like it.
There's always a special place in my heart for Gabrielle. We go back way back. This isn't the kind of thing I thought you would play, though, Hugh. Or is it so different that it's your bag?
Yeah, well, I've always had the same as you, really. I think you forced me to like Gabrielle Aplin by playing her all the blooming time. So, but this one, yeah, it's really different, and she's got, like, a new sound. And I guess she was really young when she started, wasn't she?
So yeah.
She's kind of growing up a little bit, I think, and maturing. And I think the song reflects that, Scott.
OK, well, someone's just put it in the little system for me now, so can I play it?
Oh, I'd love you to, yeah, thanks.
Light Up the Dark, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, but listen to the end, because it kind of goes, I'm going to light up the dark in you, but I think at the end it sounds a little bit like, I'm going to light up the dog in you.
OK, I'll look out for that. Are you all right to hold the line and then you can hear it down the phone?
I'd love that.
Wait there, caller. This is new Gabrielle Aplin on Radio 1. Hello, Hugh Stevens.
Hiya.
Yes, I do like it.
Isn't it good?
It is different, and it does sound like Light Up the Dog in You.
Which I quite like. I don't mind that. I think everyone's got an inner dog, haven't they?
Lovely image.
And, of course, very topical, because a dog won Britain's Got Talent again last night.
There you go, beating the choir, beating Cor Glan Eithwy. I was very disappointed.
I thought they were great.
Yeah, they were good. I love the Welsh version of Hallelujah. Yeah. I voted, so but well done to the dog, though. No hard feelings.
Yeah,
well, some clearly.
Well, you know, quite a lot.
It's another dog act.
That magician was not happy, was he?
Yeah, poor magician fella. I was actually missed the magician. I went to see Spooks in the cinema.
Spooks?
Yes, Spooks. You know, the film.
All right,
I didn't know there was a Spooks film.
Yeah. Not the 90s hip-hop female R&B trio.
What, Karma Hotel?
I really wanted one of them. No, you know, like a spin-off of the BBC TV series made into a film. It's quite good.
Oh, who knew that happened?
Yeah, but it was a bit like going just to watch one episode of the TV series, but, you know, for £10 with some popcorn.
You know the name of that choir?
Yeah, Cor Glan Eithwy.
Does cor mean choir in Welsh?
It does, and Hallelujah means Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know. But is Glen Eithwy where they're from?
Yeah, exactly. It's where they're from, and Cor is choir. Yeah, Cor.
But you know what? I was saying last night, though, that, like, their name sounds well good because it's in Welsh. Like, Chris, your alternative would be Choir Pinner.
Yeah, OK. Well, Hugh, tell me what the Choir of Eastleigh would sound like in Welsh, please.
Oh, yeah, OK. So
Cor Eastleigh.
Exactly, Scott's done it.
Not hard to work out.
Eastleigh, yeah.
But when you say Cor Glan Eithwy, it just sounds so much better. Mm. Hey, Hugh.
Mm.
In return for you making me aware of that brilliant Gabrielle Aplin new track.
Oh, yeah.
I got something for you. You might know about it already. Mr. Jam's been playing it a bit on One Extra, and it's been in my head all weekend, and I can't get it out.
What is it?
Okay, so it's something that we mentioned on Real or No Real last week.
Okay.
And it's a song about E45 cream.
Oh, yeah. I love Mr. Jam Show. I have heard it. I've played this on my nighttime show.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So there was me thinking, I'll have something that Hugh's never heard of. Like, that's not going to happen. He's already played it.
It's all about the benefits of having soft hands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it? Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Well, I'm trying to think if maybe you've been playing a different song.
Is it?
There'll be two songs about E45 cream, will there?
What about putting cream on your face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, can we make this a hit, please?
Oh, well, it needs to be a summer smash number one.
You need some E45.
You need some cream.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Hey.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box.
Hey.
Big fish, little fish,
cardboard box.
Yeah. It's good.
Oh, in the background, I've not noticed this before. Do they? Yes, in the background.
You need some E45. You need some cream.
Yes!
Sneaky one, isn't it?
Oh, I love It's by Dem Mandare, E45. Of course you played it already.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to play that for you on my nighttime show tonight.
Oh, yes. Please do.
I'm going to do you like a nighttime radio shout-out. I bet you can't wait, Scott.
What time, please? So I know when to listen.
I'll do it at 10:30 p.m.
Yes, I'll text in.
You need some E45. You need some cream. Cocoa butter and Vaseline.
Got to the point where Chris and I were texting the lyrics of that song to each other over the weekend.
Yes, we were.
There's one point where Chris just put, "You need some cream." I was like, "What?"
Oh, yeah, you did. Text me going, "Eh?"
And then I replied, "Cocoa butter and Vaseline," when I realised what was going on.
Oh, that's brilliant. I think it's going to be up for the best lyrics of the Ivan Novello Awards next year.
It's just so catchy.
You need some E45.
Yeah. Right, okay, Hugh, thanks for the shout out tonight on your show.
Oh, thanks for giving me the E45 track, I love it.
That's all right, we've already played it, but yeah, I thought I was giving you something that you'd not heard of there. But
that was cool. It's like Christmas, I'm acting all surprised.
Yeah, you're like, oh, thanks.
I'm basically re-gifting it.
Yeah. Dem Mandare, E45, it's a tune. Thanks very much, Hugh.
Hey, bye, Scott and Chris.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
My favourite thing to look at on the internet at the moment is Louis Tomlinson leaving clubs with girls.
I know what you mean. It's a strange thing to say, but it's strangely fascinating.
Because the look on his face is always, yes, and the look on their face is always like, oh, photographers!
Do you know, often if you look at these online, they'll have a video of him leaving the club as well. So generally there's a big fuss, there's loads of fans waiting to see him, and then he kind of gets ushered into a car. But before he gets ushered into the car, there's always a couple of girls that have to leave before and do this sort of little... It's a bit like the ultimate walk of shame. Because there's so many cameras and so many people watching. It must be well awkward.
Yeah. But it's my favourite thing. But Chris here goes one further and actually looks up the map of where the club was, where they were.
No, I was just interested to see what kind of places he was going to.
Okay. And what did you find?
It's not the same as the places I go to.
No. Like a bit more kind of high-end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Bieber's not gay, by the way. Just want you to know. On his private jet, he went round kissing some males who were his friends. And then he put an awkward kind of caption of like, "I'm not gay, but even if I was, that would be fine." And then zooms around on a hoverboard on his private jet.
On a hoverboard?
Yeah, he's got like a kind of hoverboard on his jet. Look it up. That's going to really annoy you today. He's having a nice time generally, isn't he, Justin Bieber in life? Just there on a private jet with a hoverboard, just loving life. The paranoid that's made him. I'm still really confused about the dog that won Britain's Got Talent. So now I'm hearing there's some kind of stunt dog. I don't understand. What does that mean?
You forwarded me an email earlier saying that the lady whose act it was went on Lorraine earlier today and basically admitted to having a stunt dog. But you were confused thinking that was my theory that these extra special dogs are actually people in a dog outfit.
So when the dog was on the...
so talented.
Yes, I thought when the dog was on the tightrope, because they said stunt, so that wasn't like a little man in a dog outfit on a tightrope, no?
No, it wasn't. Well, we don't think it is. It was, in fact, another dog. And the stunt dog is just another dog that looks the same.
Oh, I thought it was a man in a suit. Still, I feel duped. because I was told that it was Matisse.
Would you be happier if you knew it was a little man in a dog outfit?
Yes, because if there were two dogs, then I feel that I've been slightly robbed.
Okay.
It was never mentioned in the final. And also, we need to say the 1975, where are you? What's happening with this?
Oh my word, this is so confusing. So Matt Healy posted a weird cartoon on his Twitter suggesting that they will be vanishing sometime soon. Okay, a bit of an odd thing to do. But now all the band's social media accounts have been deleted, and also the group members' individual accounts have gone.
Okay, so all the fans, and I've seen a lot of this today, like, oh, I'm really worried, I'm really worried. It smells to me, and it really whiffs quite badly, of a publicity stunt.
What's everyone else saying? It could well be.
They said they were going to disappear, and they have. The Scott Mills Daily. Laura off of Cambridge is a bit jet-lagged. She's got back from America. And she's just really confused. She's tuned to the show. She hears that Bieber's kissing men in the 1975 or a who. And it's all a bit confusing for her jet-lagged mind. Sorry about that. If that was the first link you'd heard of me to do today, then that would have been a little bit weird.
One extra. Words first.
So over the last year, the UK underground spoken word scene has grown a lot. And you'll be hearing people like George the Poet, who we've played on Radio 1, and over on One Extra, artists like him and Kate Tempest have been turning to poetry and storytelling as a way of kind of getting their voices heard. You know George the Poet.
Mm.
We played him quite a lot on, all over Radio 1. So we're about to kind of step up our support of the spoken word scene with a year-long project, which is called One Extra Words First. There's a documentary on BBC iPlayer you can watch. Just look for Spoken Word on iPlayer and you'll find it. This is a bit of George the Poet, just to kind of give you an idea of what we're talking about. So, poetry and storytelling, but in music as well.
Not a big man thing. I like cars a lot, got the same love for them cars that my father's got, but most cars are secondhand, been around for a minute, secondhand, so you don't know what they've been through. And it's hard to get the facts. Yeah, they might look good, but any car can get a wax. Anyway, I like cars a lot. Whenever I pass a shop with reflective windows, I slow down and make a man pass. But here's the problem with secondhand cars. You don't know what they've been through.
That's George the Poet.
He's well good, isn't
he? I like people.
I mean, he's what I think I should be more like. I think I should go a bit more spoken word in general.
Okay, how are you going to do that, please?
I don't know. Maybe this is just what we need to do when me and you are out and about in the pub, that kind of thing. Just get a bit more spoken word. Desk.
Right, so your aim is to be more spoken word, is it?
More lyrically better.
Well,
more meaningful.
More lyrically better?
Well, instead of what I, you know, how I talk, try to be a bit more eloquent, think it through a little bit.
Well, yeah, like you didn't with more better.
Express myself proper, that kind of
thing. One Extra Words First. It's happening on One Extra at the moment. And you can watch the documentary on BBC iPlayer, get it on any screen. I mean, I can't see you being in the next George the Poet.
Oh, come on.
Chris the Pinner.
I'm willing to give this a go.
One Extra, Words First.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, just hearing that Nathan Sykes is excited for Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. Is it a soaking, do you think, for him?
I think so. I mean, why ever not? It's his debut on Innuendo Bingo, isn't it?
Well, I don't know because
actually,
I think
it isn't.
No, I think he's played it with The Wanted, right?
There was one. I remember I was off on 1 week, and I think you did a bit of a Wanted special, and then another time
you did a Wanted special.
Yeah, and then another time The Wanted were back on. I know I did it against two of them, but I don't think it was Nathan. So, okay. So I think maybe he has played it before.
Well, all the fans are really, really excited about it. So that is happening tomorrow at 1:45. Nathan Sykes on Innuendo Bingo.
You've annoyed me now.
Why?
So after your Ents news bit, and you've got me Googling Justin Bieber, which is never, for me, the best thing to be doing. But I've Googled Justin Bieber. I'm trying to find this hoverboard, because I didn't realise that they exist.
Yeah.
But now I'm looking at his private jet, and it's got pictures from inside, and it's all gold. And just, it's exactly what you hoped it wouldn't be. It's proper good.
It's good, isn't it? This is like when I said last week that I, for some reason, for about 45 minutes, I did just look at pictures of Taylor Swift's private jet.
Yeah.
And now you'd be doing exactly the same with Justin Bieber's.
Bieber's one's a $60 million private jet. And sort of gold cushions throughout it.
And a kind hoverboard.
Proper lounging. I still can't find this hoverboard, though. It's the one thing that
there is a video.
I do actually want to see.
There's a video of him like going around kissing people and then he just has a little go on the hoverboard.
So is this board just, it's literally floating in the sky?
I believe so, yeah.
Because that doesn't exist. No, you've definitely got this wrong. I'm almost certain you must have made up this hoverboard
thing. I'm telling you. Hey, people are really up for you and George the Poet to have a poet off.
Oh, I would be so up for that.
I think he might win.
But we'd be able to talk about two very different things. Okay. Maybe a spoken word thing about maybe Cheeky Nando's. That kind
of Don't say that word. He's actually in the live lounge later with Clara this week, so we can ask him. The Scott Mills Daily. Afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon to you all.
Bet people were shazamming that all over the place, weren't they? It's just really catchy.
It's amazing.
Is it shamazing? Yeah.
Did you shazam it? Because the title was in front of you, Chris.
I didn't shazam it.
No. Oh, right. But you say you don't like it.
I love it.
I love it. Someone says, I've just lost all the respect I had for Robin Thicke. Well, how much was that?
Who's sitting there going, that's the moment we've lost respect for him?
Still, after all these years, Pitbull has never come on the show, you know. Or Flo. I know, Flo Rida has. But I would like Pitbull.
See, I thought we came close to getting Pitbull on at one point.
So did I.
I thought it was a heavy pencil at one point.
I get them a bit confused.
But that got rubbed right out.
he is a heavy pencil, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Flo Rida was the one that I was told by the record company, oh my God, guys, he's so much fun. And literally came in and said two words. And that was the end of that.
But yeah, that's the. I felt the same about him because I was very, very excited to meet him as I thought, well, he'll just be a laugh, won't he? He'll just be.
He must be.
He's everything. He's what you imagine because that music's a laugh. The videos, obviously, he's taking the mick out of stuff in the videos.
Absolute minimum lols.
Well, because he actually thinks he's the, you know, like the most serious artist in the world.
Yeah. It's like you've done a song called Whistle, Love. And now it's time for Real or No Real with Greg James. Here we go.
When Ollie Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon performed at Radio 1's Maida Vale Studios, the first person to speak to him when he came off stage was his mum, who told him off for swearing.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Nice of that to turn up.
Oh, excellent.
Ollie off of Bring Me the Horizon. This is the kind of thing your mum would do, though.
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it? Because he's surely going, well, come on, it's different. It's a work thing. Have you ever been told off by your mum for anything you've done on the radio?
Yes.
Surely you have.
I don't let her listen anymore because I don't like it. It's not for you. Do you know what I mean?
And how do you combat that? Because I'll tell you how I tried to do it with my mum was I like mucked around with the radio in the car so that she couldn't get to it easily. And I thought that would do it for a while.
What, you just retuned the radio?
I retuned the radio.
Just snap the aerial off.
But that didn't work.
So what did you retune it to?
So Radio 1 is now at number 6 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got something really bland and inoffensive on number 1, like heart. Oh, I like that. That music you were playing this afternoon is so much better than last week. That's because I've retuned it. Don't tell anyone.
Greg, do you ever get told off?
Well, I did. I did for a bit. And then my mum and dad just got really used to it. Mm. So they really like it. And it's their way of just keeping up with how I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just keeping up with. Because when I actually speak to them, there's not much to say because it's all they know about it anyway.
I think we've all done stuff which at some point you've had a conversation with your parents.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you do so much stuff here that eventually they've seen everything.
I think it's brought me closer to my family.
Mm. What, you on a wrecking ball?
Well, exactly,
yeah, it
exactly.
has because there's no, every boundary has been broken down.
Yeah. Yes.
So absolutely everything is fine now. So they know everything about me.
Yeah, and they know that you're just going to get naked again quite soon.
Well, the weirdest one was my girlfriend's parents when I first met them because they'd seen stuff and you go, all right, where do we begin?
No.
No, I hear you.
We saw you on that ball.
Mm. Ollie off Bring Me the Horizon's mum, not a fan of swearing. She obviously watched it on the Radio 1 website and then rang him to told him off straight after.
I think she'll get used to it though, but I think it's something they've got to go through. I'm saying real.
No real.
That one is real.
Absolutely. Not keen in any way. And next on today's Real or No Real, what about this fact?
Rita Ora and Charles Hamilton's track New York Raining was written by Laura White from X Factor 2008.
Go on then.
No, because I remember, I actually remember her, Laura White, because do you remember there was a massive controversy because she was kicked out too early and she was actually quite good?
No.
Oh, I do.
Absolutely not. I don't think I've ever heard that name
Scott
before.
Scott clearly has a lot of respect for her. You haven't hooed her. I thought that would go without saying.
But I don't think you can't hoo something that was never a thing.
It was a thing, Greg. It was gripped the nation. It was on the front page of the paper because she left before. I don't know who it was. Someone worse.
Has she since remarried or something? Was it a different last name before?
No, it was Laura White. But did she write this song? In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. I can't imagine her now singing this song without her phone on charge.
I saw that yesterday for the first time.
In the advert. She's getting all the free phones.
Who is?
Rita Ora.
Oh, right, I see, yeah.
So, did Laura White, who you've never heard of anyway, write New York Raining by Charles Hamilton?
I don't know.
And Rita Ora.
I mean,
it's proper weird to make up. I know that's not really playing the game properly, but
for me, this is the first time ever I couldn't care less about this fact.
Okay.
Well, so I don't. I'm out.
Fair enough.
I could have made it up about any X Factor.
But that, you might as well.
Like I said, it's written by Two Shoes.
Well, that might as well have been completely made up.
Andy Abraham. Yeah. Do you remember him?
I remember he was a bin man.
Yeah.
I remember him.
And he was our entry in Eurovision one year.
Was he?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That one is real. But did Laura White write New York Raining?
Yeah, why not?
Real.
That one is real.
Wow. She did. She gets some money from that, though, won't she?
I can't get that song out of my head. You said this last week, and it's so true. That one does stick in your head.
Does. Next.
For the first time this year, the 400 cows that live on the Glastonbury Festival site are being fitted with their own earplugs.
Oh, please be real.
Finally, someone is going... Will someone please think of the cows?
Yeah.
Is that the money coming in for the cows then? Because I assume Glastonbury gets quite a bit of money. So the cows that live at Glastonbury, they're getting well looked after.
They're VIPs.
They've got
just
like...
need to protect their hearing like the rest of us.
Proper nice grass and stuff. Do you know?
Oh, yeah. They have all the monies, Glastonbury cows.
Yeah, they do. But do you think, maybe it's like Michael Eavis has been like, we need some earplugs for the cows.
But it's been going quite a while from suddenly to think about that.
Yeah.
They'd all be deaf by
They'll
now.
They'd be deaf.
Yeah, I mean,
they can't hear
it's not a slight on the lineup at all, is it? I mean, why this year?
I don't know. Is there anyone terrible on?
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know how much the cows would like Kanye.
Is it cow friendly, that, is it?
Is it not?
I don't think so.
So what is?
I don't know, like a nice bit of Dolly Parton or something when she was on.
The cows love Parton but don't like Kanye.
Not so much. So Glastonbury cows now wearing earplugs, real or no real?
Oh, I really hope so. And I hope they're those ones that aren't even the little ones that go in your ear. I hope they're like massive headphones. So it looks like they're
proper ear defenders.
A silent disco for cows.
Yes. Like they're all fighter pilots.
Yeah.
Mayday.
Please be real. I really hope this is real.
Big Mayday headphones. Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, boo. What a shame.
But for your chance to be at this year's Glastonbury, listen to the Radio and Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw on Wednesday morning. He's got tickets for Glastonbury on Wednesday morning on his show. And finally...
Justin Bieber's track, Baby, is the second most viewed track of all time on YouTube, but has the highest number of dislikes.
I love the way he says YouTube.
YouTube.
It does have all the views, that. And naturally, if you've got all the views, you're going to have a lot of dislikes.
Haters going to hate.
Gangnam Style. That had a lot of dislikes, didn't it? But it had a lot of likes and views as well.
Mm. I didn't realise that, if it's true, I didn't realise that Baby by Justin Bieber was one of the biggest.
Yeah.
Was it?
That's the song, right? That's the one.
I mean, it was huge, yeah. But I didn't realise it was that
Have a
big.
Look at that video. He looks well different.
I know. That's because he was like 10.
True.
Okay, go.
Nice.
And a bit nicer. Real or no real?
This has to be real. This has to be.
Yeah, it's surely real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Lots of views, but a lot of dislikes. Yeah, Baby's the second most viewed track behind Gangnam Style. 4.7 million dislikes, though.
When do you think there'll be a video that's watched more than Gangnam Style, though? Like, what's going to be the next song? It's there's got to be one on the horizon.
But there's people writing them all the time. There must be. Maybe Laura White's going to do one.
Yeah, it could be anyone.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 30, Greg got 20.
Sorry about that, Greg.
That's okay. I'll live with that one.
Apparently, cows quite like Foo Fighters.
Do they?
So Moo Fighters.
Moo. Oh. And today from 4 o'clock, you're on.
Oh, me. Yeah, sorry. Hi. Yeah, I'm on today, and we've got Nick Jonas on the Star Caller after 5.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we're on from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1, and Nathan Sykes is playing Innuendo Bingo. Watch him get absolutely soaked at 1:45 on the Radio 1 website. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.